Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Love a throwback Thursday. All right, let's try to win some money. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. We're at the BB&T Center. Panthers hockey coming up tonight. You're going to hear it on this radio station. But right now, on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, our friend Lee Sterling, the professional handicapper from Paramount Sports. You could check out the website, ParamountSports.com. I always remind you, he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking gambling. Last week, he was 2-2 in his Alliance of American Football picks. We had Salt Lake that was a winner, San Diego that was a winner, Arizona and San Antonio were losers. He gave us three MMA picks as well. He was 1-2 on those. Luque was the winner, and Rivera and Velasquez were losers. So here he is, Lee Sterling. Hello, Lee.
How are you? I'm glad I'm not that person that paid $3,300 or more to watch that Duke-North Carolina game last night.
You want to talk about taking a risk with money, because this is the argument. It's funny that you say that. This is an argument I have with my in-laws. My wife's from Philly, and they've got a house on the Jersey Shore. And so we go up to Jersey Shore in the summer, and when they first met me, when we first got married, you know, 20, 21 years ago, and we go up there, I would go to the casinos in Atlantic City because I see a casino, I'm going to go to a casino. And they are not gamblers. And my wife's parents would always say, that's just, it's a waste of money. Like, it's a total waste of money. And I would always say, well, if you go to the theater, it's $300 a ticket. So if you take two people to the theater, that's $600. You don't know if the play is going to be terrible. If the play is terrible, you're out $600. And by the way, when you're at the theater, you have zero chance of walking out with $3,000. I go to the casino, I might walk out of there with three bills.
That's true. I look at it that way, and I actually have a daughter who's into acting and theater and musical, and she wanted to see Hamilton when it first came out. And she told me the prices on StubHub, you know, $800 or more. And I said, well, not happening.
Right, unless you can find a good NHL game or an NBA game. edge.
The bottom line is no play. Even Hamilton is worth $800. So she proceeded with a friend. Got to give her credit. She stood outside. It was 32 degrees. They stood out starting at 7 in the morning, and they took turns. They went in and out of a Starbucks like every 30 minutes, and they got, I think they released like six or eight tickets each night, and she got a ticket for face value, fifth row center. So to her, it was worth it, and she got a ticket for $167, and I saved probably a little over $200.
I remember going to see Cats when I first got married at the Broward Center. It was like $200 a ticket. Walked out at the intermission. Yeah. It was the worst musical I've ever seen. I don't know how that thing lasted
Didn't
so
do it
long.
For me it's either,
still
but
Hamilton, it's still
seen
going.
Hamilton, right?
I have not seen Hamilton.
Okay.
No,
Hamilton's worth it. It's
I'm boycotting it.
But
I don't know why.
You got to know the story beforehand. No, got to listen to the music. So
seem provocative.
All right, let's get into musical.
Yeah, enough musical talk. Let's get into manly stuff. All right, now here's the thing that I've been trying to talk Crowder into all week. What do you think about this? And I was saying to him, when you bet something at plus 2,000, you're not expecting to win that bet. You're just thinking that there might be a chance. So I look at the Lakers to win the West at plus 2,000, and Crowder says to me all the time, how come we never give a big payday? We'll see, you know, Darren Revelle online. He's tweeted out, a seven-leg parlay that paid some guy $13,000. And Crowder's always like, how come? And
Hawk gets me $20 a weekend.
Yeah, I mean, we don't risk a ton, and we don't make very risky bets either. So I look at the Lakers plus 2,000 to win the West, and I go, you know what? For $100 or $200 to win $2,000 or $4,000, I think I could see a path where the Lakers could win the West. Would you make that bet, and what would you advise on that bet?
Market's dead money. I mean, okay. Not going to happen. No way, no how. No one's beating Golden State. They could lose one of their stars, and they're still going to win the West. So maybe in the first round, let's say they sneak in and they get into the seven seed, and, you know, they have to play at Denver. Yeah, you know, LeBron can carry a team for a series, but not out West, and certainly no one's beating Golden State. Now, in the East, if you want to look at maybe taking a flyer, there's clearly four teams that are much better than the five through the eight. So you want to take a flyer on maybe, let's say, a team like Philly or Milwaukee ends up third or fourth. Yeah, then, you know, I think that's probably worth it. It's something like 5-1. I'm watching Boston all season. I see two things that really are problematic with this team. Gordon Hayward's not the same player, not even close to where he was before the injury. And they just don't play defense. They played with a sense of urgency when they lost their two stars last year. Just don't see it this year. And people, if you keep expecting something to happen, it's probably not going to happen. So take a flyer on Milwaukee or Philadelphia. They have the talent. They have players that can carry a team. Like Joel Embiid can carry a team. He can score 32 points and have 20 rebounds in a deciding game in the playoffs. The Greek Freak, I mean, he can carry a team. He's, I think, at that point, he came close last year. So teams like that at 5-1, maybe give it a shot. 20-1, you just don't hear about stuff like that. It just doesn't happen very often, certainly not in the NBA. Just totally discount teams 5-8 in the East. Indiana, Brooklyn, Charlotte, Detroit, and maybe Miami. They are sacrificial first-round lambs.
And Lee, to Hawk's point, like the zero dark 30 thing, we were down here. That was what happens when LeBron calls his playoff, you know, mannerisms. No more social media, time to win. When you're handicapping, do you think about that? Like, okay, the Lakers aren't a great team, but now LeBron's in zero dark 30. Like those crazy narratives or crazy variables, does that come into your mind at all?
Well, you want players that are focused, and you're finding out with this, like this Heat team, they just don't have that one guy. If they had Dwayne Wade at 29 or 30 years old, you know, they can win a series because he can carry them. He can make the big shots in the fourth quarter. They don't have that. So, yeah, when LeBron gets into a zone, you know, he can do it. But remember, he's not 28, 29 years old anymore, and he just doesn't even have, I don't think, a second complimentary player who can carry the team and score 30, 32 points in a playoff game. Those guys just haven't been in that type of situation before. But, yeah, I love big-time players in the NBA because they make big-time plays down the stretch.
All right, before we get bogged down, let me get some picks from you. Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. Heat are starting up the second half of the season tonight in Philly. They're getting 6.5. You have a side on that?
I'll take Miami here. I'll take the points here. You watch Whiteside. It's just gotten demolished by Joel Embiid when they've gone head-to-head, and Joel Embiid just loves doing a number on Whiteside. Whiteside just refuses to step out to the three-point line, step up on pick and rolls. But without Embiid in there, I think that Miami has a shot. And you're going to see teams like the Heat that are going to be playing with a sense of urgency. They're going to have to probably win three or four more games than they lose going down the stretch the rest of the season to get into the playoffs. So give me the team with motivation. Teams like Philadelphia, Milwaukee, you know, they have good spread records right now at this point in the NBA. But going forward, I could see some real flat efforts.
We had Darren Revelle on the show yesterday, and we were talking about the Alliance of American Football, and we know that they got a $250 million cash infusion. There is a prop bet now. Will the Alliance of American Football, the AAF, will they start their second season in 2020? In other words, will there be a second season? And yes is minus 250, which means the likelihood is there will be a second season. No is plus 205. Where would you side on that?
I would side that they'll be back. I think the play isn't bad. A couple of the rules are good. I think the public likes what they see. You know, these games that used to last in the NFL 3 to 3.5 hours in the AAF, they're lasting right around 2 minutes, 2 hours and 30 minutes, and that's a little bit more palatable to this style of play. And, you know, some of the rules changes. You know, people are put off when a team scores and then they go to a commercial, they kick off for that one play and another three-minute commercial. So I think there's a couple rule changes, I think, that are nice. I don't think the play's that bad. I think there's three or four good quarterbacks in the league, three or four bad starting quarterbacks. So I think it's going to be back. I think they have enough money. The problem for the other two leagues is this league has signed every one of their players to three-year, $225,000 contracts. They're making $75,000 a year. They can control what these players are making. They know what their costs are going forward. They have some TV contracts. The rest of these other two leagues are just going to get guys that are not even close to that. A bunch of arena league football players. So the level of play is going to be really, really poor.
Let me go through the four games real quick so maybe I can make some money and buy Hamilton tickets over the weekend.
Okay.
Quickly, Saturday, 3 p.m., Arizona Hotshots are 4.5-point favorites on the road in Salt Lake.
Probably the toughest game on the card, in my opinion. Looks like Salt Lake City quarterback Josh Wildrum will be back. The quarterback that filled in Allen last week from Arkansas just couldn't push the ball down the field. He kept throwing to the running backs. They played well. They played hard. Probably should have won the game. Just didn't happen. I don't know if Arizona has any star players other than the receiver Ross, but they got three good running backs. Sounds like a law firm: Cook, Presley, and Stockton, and three good receivers: Ross, Huff, and Mulhaby. So I think that Arizona might be the right side here. Maybe Salt Lake City dominated that game. Should have won the game. To lose in the manner that they did is going to be really, really tough. And I think even though they're playing at home, and home field has won six of the eight games, Arizona might be the right side.
Okay, Saturday, 8 p.m., the Orlando Apollo, Steve Spurrier's team, they host Memphis, who's awful. Orlando's a 15-point favorite.
Memphis got five turnovers and still couldn't win the game versus Arizona. Christian Hackenberg, outright trash. Garrett Gilbert for Orlando is by far the best quarterback. He is an NFL arm. He is a cannon. I just like their receivers. Steve Spurrier said it best. He said the team we played last week, he says they kept converting on third down, just biding our time, and they did. They have the best quarterback and the best group of receivers. Don't like to lay 15 points, but in this case I'll lay 15 in Orlando on Saturday night.
Sunday, 3 p.m., the Birmingham Iron are 7-point favorites on the road in Atlanta.
Luis Perez, after week one, I heard there was like six NFL teams interested in him, but good week one, but nothing special in week two. Teams got some film on him, and looks like they're going to be able to slow him down some here. So I like Atlanta. Look like they're improved. Give me the 7 points. Might be a field goal game either way. We'll take Atlanta and hope that maybe Josh Murray finally gets inserted at quarterback.
And the Sunday night AAF game, the San Diego Fleet hosts San Antonio. The Fleet are -2.5.
San Diego's quarterback, Philip Nelson, is not a strong quarterback. Just can't push the ball down the field and maybe the worst offensive line. Now, San Antonio, we found out by playing Orlando, has the worst defensive backfield, but I don't think Philip Nelson can exploit it here, and I think the San Antonio, except for their DBs, strong team and well-coached. Give me San Antonio here, +2.5 on Sunday night.
I love me some AAF bets, man. I'm having fun with that league. Quickly, because we're out of time, Lee Sterling is with us, ParamountSports.com. Can you quickly give us three random bets, your choice?
Let's go with the Heat tonight, +2 points, +6.5 at Philadelphia. Love Brooklyn Nets, maybe the hardest playing team in the NBA, 33-26 in the NBA against the spread. Playing Portland, who is one of the worst road teams, 10-15, getting 2.5 points at home. Give me Brooklyn to win the game outright here. And College of Charleston, team under the radar. They have a shot to get into the NCAAs here, the March Madness, laying 1.5 at William & Mary. They already beat them by 15. They'll beat them again.
And, Lee, I'm heartless. I think I told you before, people tell me all the time I'm heartless. But when it comes to money, sometimes you have to be. Can we capitalize on Zion Williamson's injury? Maybe the Duke total wins, or put a little money on Gonzaga or Virginia, Tennessee, one of those lower teams, to win the tournament?
I like Gonzaga a lot. They're a really strong team here. But no one watches them. They're not on TV. So Zion's a guy. And, I mean, you're so frugal. I mean, Channing, I mean, you think the Burger King still is one of the top restaurants, and you're not spending that money on going to five-star restaurants. So put your $5 there on Gonzaga. You'll win some money.
All right, there you
like
go.
It.
Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. His random plays tonight, the Heat plus the points, the Brooklyn Nets tonight, maybe even outright, and the College of Charleston laying a point and a half. And then for the AAF games, he likes Arizona laying the points, Orlando laying the points, and then Atlanta and San Antonio getting the points on Sunday. Thank you, Lee.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Lee Sterling there. ParamountSports.com is the website. Always enjoy that. Doug Plagans is scheduled to join us in the next segment. Doug Plagans does the radio play-by-play for the Panthers here on 560 WQAM. And I want to talk to him about food. I don't want to talk about hockey. I want
to
talk about food.
Don't try to make him fight me.
I'm going to try to make him fight you.
He
seems like one of these guys that would not back down from any fight and might get a couple licks in here.
You know what happened to my knee this weekend?
Well, we know that anyone can outdo you as long as they're 17 feet away.
But what if he gets excited and jumps on me when I'm legless right now?
Someone texted earlier on the text line where I got to see if I got to find the exact text here. There's so many text. I want to know if
was it the one
were...
he was wearing Nikes?
Yeah, what yeah. was the exact text?
He's like, was Crowder wearing Nikes when he tried to make that jump?
No, see, that's why I wanted the exact text, because what he wrote was funny. I was literally trying to avoid what you just did there. I was trying.
What did I do? I was reading.
Did you hear
text.
Me? No, you didn't. Did you hear me say, I want to get the exact text? Because I knew what the text was about. I wanted to read the actual funny text, not do what you just did.
Was Crowder wearing Nikes when he failed to launch?
Failed to launch. It's much funnier when
it's not.
Said.
It's
no,
not.
After you just did what you did, nothing was going to be funny because you sucked the life out of the room. You know what? You're a blown shoe. You are a blown out shoe. You suck the life out of a stadium that's got a lot of life. All right.
Zion had on the Air Fileros.
Doug, yeah, that's exactly it. Air Fileros.
Like
you want to suck the life out of a room. Put on those Air Fileros. They just blow out. All right. We got to take a break. Doug Plagans, radio play-by-play man for the Florida Panthers, is going to join us next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Love a throwback Thursday with a little Falco, Austria's most famous pop artist.
Did you make that up?
No. In fact, remember we did volleyball once and there was Austrian guys and I dropped my knowledge on Falco. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, he's Austrian. He's dead. He's dead. He died in a car accident.
God rest his soul. Yes.
Doug Plagans is sitting across from us. He is the radio play-by-play announcer for the Florida Panthers on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. You will hear tonight's game on this very radio station, 560 WQAM. Looking all good in your suit. You're ready to go, Plagans.
Ready to roll as always.
I want to talk to you about food, but let me do a couple cursory Panthers questions here before we get
I am well-versed in food.
Yes.
And the Panthers.
And it's why I needed an ally, because I'm always having these conversations with Crowder, who when I tell you what his opinion is, your head's going to explode. Because I know Plagans and I are kindred spirits when it comes
I've
to this.
I've heard him with Dono.
Yes, we're kindred spirits. But let me just
no
ask some questions. Where does the Sasha Barkov goal the other night, the between the legs one, where does that rank in goals you've seen scored in professional hockey?
Number one.
Or even playground hockey.
Number one. I mean, well, that's the thing that's crazy about that one. You guys have seen it. That, I mean, within minutes of that goal being scored, there were GIFs and videos, and it made the rounds, you know, around the world. And, I mean, just to put in perspective, I mean, I've called over 800 pro hockey games, and I've never seen a goal better than that that was scored. And the thing that's amazing is with him, it just looks so second nature. I mean, and the other thing that adds to it, and we talked about this immediately, you're talking game speed with a defender draped over him against arguably the top goaltender of this era in Carey Price. You factor all those together, and it wound up being the eventual game-winning goal. I mean, that was you throw all that together. It would be hard to pull that off in a shootout with nobody around you, with kind of, you know, all
right, like
all
you don't even see that in a shootout. It's
right.
A great point.
It would be nearly impossible to – turn on NHL 19 on your preferred video game console and pull that off. But Alexander Barkov can do it and make it look second nature. And it just his overall game is just so well-rounded. I mean, you're talking about a guy who takes maybe even in more pride in the defensive side of the game than he does in the offensive side of the game, yet he's able to pull off stuff like that. I mean, people should just everybody needs to realize when you come down to the BB&T Center and watch this Panthers team play, you take a look at number 16. He's not just a special hockey player. He's not just one of the best players in the NHL. This is just a flat-out special athlete.
And what is that? Is that testicular fortitude? Is that just he's a different type player? Like, for a player, you played hockey. Like you say, you've covered 800 games. You called 800 games. Like, for a guy to think, I can do this in a game, what's inside of him that's not in those other guys?
Well, number one, he is just, I mean, in terms of offensive creativity, he's just got to, you know, he just sees the game, I think, maybe differently than a lot of guys do. And that's, I mean, he's all world, and you know, it's little things like that that set him apart. Just the fact that, you know, a lot of guys going in there in that situation, you got a defender right on you, you might just be thinking about, I just want to get the best shot away that I can. And, you know, a lot of guys aren't going to think I'm going to pull this back between my legs and go top shelf. It just doesn't always work that way. And, for him to do that was unbelievable. And then last game against Buffalo,
another
unbelievable. One, he received a pass that was a little bit behind him and just so fluidly pulled it right back between his legs, got himself into a position to score, and was able to tuck it underneath the goalie. And we, you know, it's almost like that one probably would have been talked about as much as the one before it had it not come right after the one that happened a couple days earlier. But, I mean, 7 points in the last two games, and he's just been flat-out dominant here. And he's, again, he's one of the best players in the National Hockey League. Going back to Media Day, Vincent Trocheck, one of his teammates, said he's in a tier with Connor McDavid, Sidney Crosby, Alexander Barkov. He said, that's the kind of respect he gets from his peers. But he's just been, like I said, he's just been dominant here recently.
And does the boogeyman, does Coach Bugner, do they have a one-on-one conversation?
I like
to do it.
You're doing that?
I like to do the nicknames.
All right,
get the
boogeyman song, Flair.
Does he have a conversation with Barkov? Like, hey, man, it's cute. Put the puck in the net. Like, this cute stuff you're doing is going to backfire.
To be honest with you, I don't think when you look at that, I don't think there was any element of trying to be cute. I think that was, you know, Alexander Barkov knew that his best chance to get the best scoring opportunity was through doing that. And it just so happened to be something that not a lot of other guys are capable of doing. And I think in that situation, it was just, like I said, his creative hockey mind just kind of took him down, you know, to where that was his course of action, and it wound up paying off. And he's one of those guys out there. You just, you just marvel every night. You just watch Alexander Barkov, and it's just incredible. We're watching one of the, again, not just one of the top hockey players, but one of the top athletes in the world.
Doug Plagans is the radio play-by-play voice for the Panthers. You'll hear tonight's game. Doug will be on the call right here on 560 WQAM. When Crowder refers to Coach Bugner as the boogeyman and does it casually like that, does it seem a little weird? Like, he's not friends with boogeyman. He doesn't play hockey for Coach Bugner.
I don't think so. You know, when he played, when Bob Bugner played, he played a very physical brand of defense, and kind of took on that nickname. I believe it was when he was playing in Buffalo back in the 90s. And you know,
I think it's a cheap radio trick, is what I'm trying to say.
You think if somebody didn't play with Michael Jordan, they called him Michael Jeffrey, or they call him MJ?
No, but everybody calls him MJ. Nobody around here calls Coach Bugner boogeyman, except maybe Moeller, Plagans,
and me,
and you for some inexplicable reason. So we had Vinny Trocheck on the air with us, and Vinny,
I think I heard the interview.
Yeah. And so he's referring to,
I listened to the
boogeyman.
Show.
Yeah, well, appreciate that. He's referring to Coach Bugner as boogeyman over and over. It got annoying, and then I started talking to him about it. We forgot Vinny Trocheck was on the air. This is what happened.
Hey, yo,
light-skinned.
And the boogeyman, Coach Bugner. Did he change it all? Second year, comfort level, you know, understanding you guys. Did boogeyman change it all this season?
Why do you keep calling him boogeyman?
That's his damn nickname, boy.
But you don't know him. Would you call
Vinny
him boogeyman?
Vinny just said it's his nickname. Everybody knows it's on his Wikipedia. Boogeyman. Boogeyman.
I like
argument.
I like that you cited Wikipedia.
Just play the beginning of it again, because Vinny Trocheck tries to get a word in, but I'm too busy yelling at you.
Hey, yo,
light skin.
And the boogeyman, Coach Bogner. Did he change it all? Second year, comfort level, you know, understanding you guys. Did boogeyman change it all this season?
Why do you keep calling him boogeyman?
That's his damn nickname, boy.
But you don't know him. Why would you call him boogeyman?
Vinny just said it's his nickname. Everybody knows.
Totally forgot Vinny Trocheck was on the line. All right, now I don't want to run out of time with Doug Plagans here, but I know you love food the way
very much.
I do. It's not that we love, you know, eating so many calories and stuffing ourselves. We like the idea of eating at a place in a city that you could only eat in
right.
that city. Crowder thinks that's insanity. Now,
ridiculous.
Ridiculous. He thinks it's ridiculous because I say, like, if I'm going to Chicago where I grew up, I'm going to go to Gino's and get deep dish pizza.
I'm going to go to Al's and get an Italian beef
sandwich.
There you go.
You're going to get an Italian beef.
Yep.
If I go to New York, I'm going to get original Ray's pizza on the corner. If I go to Philadelphia, I'm going to get a cheesesteak at Jim's. Like, there are places around the country. He doesn't, like, he's, if I'm somewhere, if there's a Burger King next door, that's where I'll eat. Doesn't matter where he is, and he thinks I'm crazy.
Luno, Pluno's, Jimmy's, Jack's. You believe you can't get a cheesesteak in Florida that tastes the same as Philly? It's beef.
No, but it's
beef now. This is 2019. You can mail anything from anywhere overnight. Any dough, any cheese, any meat, anything you can mail overnight.
I appreciate convenience, too. You know, if there's something nearby, sometimes you go to the restaurant that's nearby. But there is something special about when you go to Philadelphia and you get it's part of the experience and the mystique of the whole thing. For example, when we go to St. Louis, and because St. Louis is in the Western Conference, we only go there once during the regular season. There is a calzone place in St. Louis called Sauce on the Side. I stumbled across it when my buddy and I were doing our annual baseball road trip back in 2015. It was 2015, 4th of July. We're in downtown St. Louis. There wasn't a lot open. We were, you know, so close to just like ordering a pizza from a pizza place that we saw. It was when we stumbled into this place called Sauce on the Side, calzone place. And since then, it's been part of my itinerary every time I go back to St. Louis.
Right.
It's just unbelievable.
Right. We're supposed to go in March to Dallas for a fight. Now, I've never been to Dallas before, but I've never tried Whataburger.
Okay.
I can't wait to get there solely to try Whataburger.
I've had Whataburger. I give In-N-Out Burger the nod, but I will
really
also say, see, if I had one meal left on Earth, it would be In-N-Out Burger.
Now, In-N-Out Burger, you saw the controversy. Los Angeles Times ranked their fries as the worst French fries out of any fast food chain in the country. This has been an outrage.
Well, I strongly disagree.
They're a little undercooked, don't you think, the In-N-Out fries?
I don't think so, and you can't ask for varying levels of how you'd like them cooked.
Yeah. Right.
They'll do that for you.
So the cows that make the In-N-Out beef, what do they eat? Not can't be grass and hay and things like the regular cows. They must eat
Nah, but there's an experience of going out to
In-N-Out
Burger. You can't get one here and to go there and get the fries animal style and stuff. It's part of the experience.
Are the fries potatoes?
All right.
They're Space Mountain.
So cute. When you go to Vegas, is there a particular place?
I'll probably go to In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger, they do have it in Vegas.
They got it in Vegas. They got it in Phoenix. They got it in Salt Lake now. They got them in, Reno, Tahoe.
New York?
New York, I try to get there's a bagel place I like to go to. There's a pizza place I like to go to if I'm able to get there. And I love Junior's.
Junior's. And then it opened in Boca. I was so excited because we love Junior's.
I went to that
New York.
One a number of times.
It was never the same, but I liked it there in Boca. It closed since. But we used to go, when we were in New York, I could eat three meals of Junior's.
It's awesome, that place.
Well,
we actually had an off day in New York, and it was a beautiful day earlier in the season. And I just walked out of the hotel, and I took kind of a personal dining tour.
Yes.
I went to the bagel place
I like to go to.
I looked at the clock, and I thought, okay, there's a pizza place up by the Chrysler building that I really like to go to. Again, my buddy and I discovered it on our baseball road trip in 2014.
Love this.
And I hadn't been there in a long time, so I thought, okay, by the time I get there, it'll be lunch. So I kept walking, and I ate my lunch there.
Oh.
And then I looked, and I thought, okay, I've never walked through. I ended up walking like 17 miles that day.
Did you get banana pudding at Magnolia?
I finished my day at Junior's. I even went to the Seinfeld coffee shop.
Oh, great
on my walk.
Oh,
that means something.
Get a big salad.
I just had a muffin. I just had to purchase something. I had to walk in.
Doug kills my narrative, though, because I think people that think this – diluted way that y'all speaking of, got to be out of shape and nasty.
Right,
fighting.
And obviously
you're built like a damn UFC
right.
fighter.
So it's the enjoyment of eating at places that you can't get, and even if they start opening them around, there's still something, you know, because Giordano's, they're opening them all over
yeah,
the place.
Got them
there's
in Orlando
something
now,
about
so.
Being a Giordano's.
There's a Portillo's
in Chicago.
In
Portillo's,
Tampa. Yeah.
Portillo's
well,
another
something
stop.
About it.
There's something
and then
about
you,
it.
And Doug used the word "this is special." Like those are
yes.
words that mean nothing.
Yes,
they honestly mean nothing. Special and something to it. It's nothing. It's meat, bread, sauce.
What about all the? There are a lot of different places where barbecue is a specialty, and it kind of varies from region to region.
Sure, of course. Talk about
Kansas City barbecue different from like Carolina barbecue, different from Texas barbecue.
Wood type for the flavor of the smoke, seasoning, and sauce. And I can mail those all to myself overnight.
All right. Well, you sound
overnight
like a,
I can
like
mail them.
Nerd. I mean, Plagans and I want to have some manly talk here.
Y'all are talking about.
You're talking about
sauceless
wood.
Sauceless Capone cone.
Wood flavoring. I don't know what's happening. Thank you. I from the bottom of my heart, Doug. Thank you.
Anytime you want to talk about regional food items, I'm happy to stop.
I just want to do a few segments with you every day without Crowder being in the room. That's actually what I want. See if you could set that up, Valero. Can you set that up?
No.
Okay. There you go. Doug Plagans. Doug Plagans will be on the call tonight. It is Panthers and Hurricanes right here, BB&T Center. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. You will hear the game on 560 WQAM. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you
What
very
about
much.
Here at the BB&T Center? Is there a particular food item that you like?
Oh, you know, they just Chickies opened up some new – they just opened up a few new
they did.
Offerings
they did.
Here.
They did.
Some different concession stands. There's Taco About It. They
yeah.
have a, they
yeah.
have a lot of different tacos. It's awesome. They've got Chick It Out. It's
yep.
a chicken.
Chicken.
A lot of different chicken options, and they've got a brunch option here now. Smells like brunch. You can get candied bacon on a stick.
What about the Chickies and Pete's, though? The crab fries.
The crab fries are awesome,
They're
too.
Awesome,
so
right?
there's a lot of different offerings, some new stuff. That like those, the three places I just mentioned just opened up in the last few weeks here. So so if you come out
but those
here
crab
tonight,
fries, you like that's a Philadelphia thing, Chickies and Pete's.
Which, yep, and those are awesome, too.
Yes, I agree.
They have crab on them?
Sorry, you want to ask a ballet or something question? Because men are talking here about food. You have a ballet question?
Is there crab on the crab fries?
No, there's like Old Bay seasoning.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. No crab on the crab fries. I'm
Doug Plagans on the call tonight here on 560 WQAM. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
All right, back from the BB&T Center after this.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
That segment with Doug Plagans was so much fun on so many levels. And one of the reasons was he shares the same opinions I do on food and places around the country where you go. But Crowder kicks the crap out of me when I bring it up. So all I did was use Doug as a surrogate to voice my opinions because I knew that Crowder would go easier on a guest than he does on me. So I got everything out that I wanted to say, and I didn't have to take any of the shrapnel that I normally take.
Doug was looking at me weird. I won't lie.
I'm telling you, man.
Damn,
Doug. Doug left this set as if he had just gotten out of the army and seen things that you only see during war. He had the unfortunate luck to sit down with us right after we had gone to commercial break, and Falero was the human blown-out shoe, Air Falero, just sucking the life out of everything. And so I tore Falero up during the commercial break, but I only did it as a goof because I knew Plagans was listening, and I'm cursing Falero down the line. And Falero, you said you didn't understand what I was doing until you realized Doug was probably listening.
At first, I was like, man, he's being mean. Jeez, relax. And then you're like, oh, yeah, Doug's here. So, all right, hit me.
And Doug did the thing when you see a couple arguing. Kind of look at your chest like, and act like you don't hear.
He was like looking down at his phone, but he didn't have a phone.
And then it all made sense.
He just looked down to move his thumbs. And I'm telling you,
soon.
I am mother bleeping Falero, and I just
you're
know
going
that.
Ham on me, yeah.
I like and then he sits down and he's talking about food, and I'm like, yeah, talk about it.
You're weird, bro. You are weird.
We have, speaking of food, we have a game show in the next segment because we have a couple giveaways and we haven't done a game show in a while. Although, being on location, it could be a little more difficult to pull off. Do you think we're capable of doing
this? Yep, I got it.
All right. I have created
Valero have to do something?
He's got to do all the sounds, and he's got to bring up the callers.
You want to wait till tomorrow?
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Yeah. What do you think, Valero? Should we do it back in the studio?
No, we're going to do it today. I got you.
That's no confidence.
Shame on us if it doesn't go well, because
we know,
right? It's
no.
not. Do you want to do this?
I want to do it.
We've got a pizza party at Blaze Pizza, which includes 6 free pizzas. Customers can build their own pizzas from up to 40 artisanal ingredients at any of their South Florida locations. You can visit blazepizza.com, download the Blaze Pizza app. Plagan showed us that he had the Blaze Pizza app on his phone. So we've got a pizza party, which includes 6 pizzas. And then what else do we have here, Falero?
We have a $50 Dave & Buster's gift card.
$50 at Dave & Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. So line it up at 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. And we'll play a radio game show. I put this together quickly. I'm not going to lie, because we only found out about an hour before the show that we had these great prizes. I have a game show called the Heat are back in action tonight, right? Starts the second half of the season. So I have a game show called McGruder, McRib, or McJagger. I know I haven't talked to either of you about this before, but this is the game show that I have created. Rodney McGruder obviously plays for the Heat, so I have a game show called McGruder, McRib, or McJagger. So if you want to play it, 305-567-0560, 954-567-0560. A disastrous radio game show is next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,